It really all comes down to this. You could do all the technical analysis in the world. You could watch the macro market. You could watch the micro market. You could watch trends in all dimensions and all sizes and shapes. But if you can't execute a successful stock trade, you can't make any money. Pulling the trigger varies between being very, very easy and very, very difficult, depending on your own development as a trader and depending on an internal cycle. Sometimes it's very easy to trade. And easy trading often comes when you're on a roll, when you've done a number of trades and they've worked out well for you, when you've gotten in and out at good prices, and you're feeling like you're in your groove. At those times, pulling the trigger becomes fairly easy. You have a certain sense of confidence that allows you to go ahead and make that execution. Now, easy pulling is a blessing and it's a danger in disguise. When pulling the trigger becomes too easily, you start to make mistakes. Becomes too easy, you start to make mistakes. When the trading process itself becomes a secondary form of reinforcement, you gain, in other words, you gain some sort of pleasure from just trading, then when you're not trading, you're going to feel some sense of loss or some sense of emptiness that can only be remedied by you going ahead and executing a trade. So there's a danger in trading being too easy and pulling the trigger being too easy. Now, as you develop as a trader, you'll have many opportunities to make mistakes. You'll have many opportunities to make incorrect, wrong, bad, lousy, crooked, stinky trades. And it's your responsibility as a trader to get past that and move on to the next one. So many of us have taken just dramatically bad losses over the course of our years. The ability to get up and move on to the next trade after making a horrible mistake helps define whether or not you're going to succeed at what you're doing. Of course, you have to have talent, but you also have to be able to scrape yourself up off of the ground and pull yourself into the next trade, basing that trade on your rules and your numbers and falling back and relying upon what you've learned in terms of technical analysis, in terms of trading experience, in terms of rules development to pick yourself up off the ground and make the next trade. Conversely, when you've been on a roll, when you've made just a dramatic gain in something, when you've had a double or a triple or whatever, you bought a stock and went up 60 points. Well, somehow when you get on to the next execution, you've got to throw that all out the door, and your next execution has to be as clean as detached as that 60-point monster that you just pulled in. It's probably much more dangerous to be trading after a big gain than to be trading after a big loss. It's a lot easier to lose that big gain than it is to make back that big loss. But at the same time, you know, your judgment is probably more distorted from the greed than it was from the fear. And the fear sends you back to your rules. The fear of losing hurts, but it gives you a reason to follow your rules. When you've made 60 points on a trade, you feel a little bit invincible. You may not have the same motivation to follow the rules that you know are correct. Your longevity as a trader depends on following the same set of rules over and over and over again. It's not to say that those rules stay the same. You could work on those rules, but those rules don't change because it's a Tuesday, and on Tuesday we like buying cheap stocks. You change your rules because your experience as a trader moves you through a few doors, and you find that there's certain strategies and certain processes that work better for you, and you want to start to test them out, and you do it rationally, you do it logically, and you do it because it's going to make you a better trader and make you more money. Pulling the trigger for day traders comes at the action zone. The action zone is the realm, the zone, right around an execution trigger where you need to watch the time and sales, where you need to watch the chart with both eyes open and with complete concentration. You got to shut the door, make sure there's no disturbances. When a price enters the action zone somewhere near your execution trigger, you pay attention. This is the point where you're going to learn how to read the stock tape. Now, if you look at the board of Signal, which is on one of the pictures here on this lecture, you'll see tons and tons of numbers. Now, I think the tons of numbers on 20 or 25 stocks really intimidates a lot of traders. They go, how am I ever going to learn time and sales? How am I going to ever learn how to read the tape when there's so many damn numbers here? Well, the bottom line is 99% of the time, those numbers are pure noise and you don't even need to pay attention to them. The time you need to learn how to read the tape, how to read the time and sales, is when price enters the action zone. That's where the noise and the fog lift, and that's where you're hoping to see the signal. And that's where you're going to learn the way a tape's supposed to look before a stock goes up, or the way a tape is supposed to look before a stock goes down, by you paying attention to the tape, to the stock chart, at that very point in time where you expect something to happen. Now, what is it you're looking for in the action zone before you execute your trade? Well, very often you're looking for one of two things. You're looking for a reversal to take place, or you're looking for a quickening of the action. You're looking for a surge in participation, a surge of excitement, or a surge of fear, depending on whether you're going long or short. Some indication to you that the crowd is about to jump on board or jump out the door that's going to fulfill what you expect from that execution trigger. Now, what form does it take? Lots of trades on the time and sale, tons on the buy side, tons on the bid, or tons on the ask. The bid or ask going and dropping through some violation point, or starting to reach above some breakout point, and you expect Intel to explode at 110, and they bring the price up to 110 and a 16th, 110 and an eighth, and you're looking and watching, is there volume here? Are there stops being struck here? Is the volume increasing here? Does it look like they want to move the bid, ask, the spread ahead, or does it look like it's going to fall back? And if it does fall back, does this look like a fake out, or are they just playing everybody? Looking at the volume of orders coming in, the size of the volume, are there 100 share orders coming in, or 5,000 share orders, 10,000 share orders coming in? Are there big buyers coming in, or big buyers going out the door? The action zone is going to help show you this. Now, additionally, in addition to watching your time and sales, you're also watching your 5-minute chart. Now, the 5-minute chart in most systems allows you to see candles as they're developing. If you know the least bit about candles, you get some idea on what looks bullish and what looks bearish. And as a 5-minute candle is developing, and as that shadow is getting longer or shorter, and as that body is getting longer or shorter, and as it's moving up and down along the moving average line, you start to get a feeling as to what kind of bar you're going to be facing there. And you could get very, very early warning of things like dojis or hammers or violations or whatever else you need in order to get confirmation that a particular event is about to take place. One of the wonders of real-time stock watching and real-time chart watching is watching candles form and watching bars form in real time. Those bars give you tremendous information by their location as to whether or not price will be supported or price will violate certain points that you expect will generate good trades for you. So when everything's right, you pull the trigger. You watch your trade closely in real time, and then you have to find an exit door. Now, there's a tremendous amount in mastering the trade about finding good exits. For short-termers, they can't stick around for an easy exit. They have to take whatever exit door lies in front of them, take whatever money lies in front of them, and move on to the next trade. Now, we talk a tremendous amount about exiting in wild times, exiting on expansion bars. Even in the very short time, the market moves in wave motion. Perhaps if you're looking at a weekly chart, you could see wave motion. If you watch a time and sales in a very, very short time increment, you'll see wave motion taking place in the buy and sell orders. Just because the stock is moving in your favor, remember, trending only takes place 15% of the time. You can make money in ranges, but you only have, a 1 in 5, 1 in 6 chance that price will continue in a single direction for a substantially long time to be considered a stock trend. So as a trader, your best exit quite frequently is getting out the door on the first expansion bar, picking up your quarter point, picking up your half point, moving on to the next stock trade. Now, there are other strategies that work, but trading single direct moves is a very big part of a very short-term trader's life. If you're day trading in the realm of 10 minutes to an hour, single direct moves without retracements are going to make you more money than sitting and waiting through pullbacks so that you may lose a good portion of your profit as things move ahead. But you have to make that decision in advance as to where you're going to exit. And every trade that you make, you have to know where the exit door is. This may rule out many momentum trades, but it'll also save you for the long run and make you a profitable trader.